USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says the apology he made on Friday was premature. In his med school yearbook, a photo of two people wearing racist clothing was said to be him. He now claims he was not either of the people pictured, a person in blackface and a person wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. Northam now says he did once dress up like Michael Jackson for a dance contest back in 1984.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off.
Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying that he now has lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
After testimony that stretched over 3 months, the jury in the trial of accused drug mob kingpin Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo, begins deliberations today. In his closing arguments, the defense lawyer told the jury that everyone who testified against Guzman was a criminal and a liar. The prosecution described in great detail exactly how Guzman allegedly executed people. The trial also opened a window onto how an international drug cartel smuggles billions of dollars of illegal drugs into the United States. In Atlanta, the New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes! It's still a dynasty!
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby! Six!
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are on the scene of a deadly plane crash in the Southern California town of Yorba Linda. The flaming plane crashed into a home. The pilot and four people inside the home were killed when the twin-engine Cessna rained down flaming parts before crashing into the backyard of the home, setting it immediately on fire.
Based on the debris field and one of the videos that I've seen, the airplane appeared to break up in the latter stages of the flight. That's what it looks like right now.
The NTSB's Elliot Simpson says the debris field is four blocks long. Security camera video shows the plane falling from the sky and disintegrating before it hit the ground. Fewer of us will observe it, but those who do will spend more for this Valentine's Day. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
My funny Valentine.
The National Retail Federation says Americans plan to spend an average of $161.96 on their loved one. That's up 13% from last year, easily topping the previous record set in 2016. Total spending is expected to exceed $20 billion, an increase of 6% as compared to last year. However, only 51% of Americans surveyed say they'll celebrate Valentine's Day this year, down from 55% last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.